8:21 in our Friday morning together. If it's Friday morning, that means it's time for movie, show, plus, free.
That never gets old.
Dana Clark and Greg Russell.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's going to be a nice day to be home. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm not telling people to go out. Not that I'm telling people not to go to the theaters. All the theaters need your business, et cetera, but it's also a nice day to be home. And yet, what am I reading, Greg or Dana? Is Netflix having some trouble, some issues, losing subscribers? What's going on?
Wow. Kind of new news, but I think it's because now there are so many other places. I mean, you know, Amazon's really coming on with gangbusters, and Apple TV for sure. I mean, you know, they've got that new Denzel Washington movie, Macbeth, and all like that, and all these other big stars going to their platform that a lot of folks are probably just saying, well, hey, well, let's try this. We've had this one for a while, but let's see how this one's going. And also, I know Netflix has also raised its prices a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. So I think folks are just thinking, okay, well, let's try our options, you know, over here. And, you know, see what we got going. And then also, I know this from a lot of my friends, where, like, if I've got Netflix, you've also got my account, Paul W. And Dana's
right.
got my account. Dave Rieger has my account. So,
yeah. Right. Yeah, that was a big mistake in the beginning. How yeah. somehow they didn't think that through. And you're right. There's only like one person who's paying for Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the rest of the millions of people are using someone else's account.
Right.
So that's a problem. But I'll say this, and Kim will correct me because she pays much more attention to this. We've looked at the Apple TV stuff and anybody else that's providing movies. But I think it's Netflix that she always says that Netflix still has their act together better than anybody in terms of ease of use.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something else that I really do like about them, like especially if you're watching a series. When episode one gets to the end, it automatically, you know, will kick you over to episode two. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go back to the, you know, command screen at the beginning or whatever.
Right.
It automatically takes you there. And that was a problem with, remember Quibi TV?
Briefly.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And I remember I had to review something for them once, and it was a series that had, say, like six episodes. Once it got to the end, then you had to go all the way back, start everything over again. And I hate to say, you know, once you get to episode three, you kind of forget it. Did I just watch three or four or what?
Right.
Right.
You know.
All right. Before I make us run out of time, let's go to the movies. Sing 2. Talk to me.
Sing 2, it's a fun kids movie. It was, you know, hot, especially the week that it came out. All about the group from, you know, from their special place. And the thing is, this time they're in a singing competition, kind of like, you know, America's Got Talent or something like that. So, you know, they're working really hard because, of course, they've got to do their best. The best part also is Bono plays this old character who joins in and he sings his own songs on stage, you know, from U2, which is really kind of neat. But it's all about them, yeah, you know, once again, just trying to win this competition. And I don't want to give anything away, so you have to watch the movie.
All right, let's listen. Let's listen to Sing 2.
I need big shows, big ideas.
Hey, I have a big one.
Was Clay Calloway?
Whoa. You know Calloway?
Clay Calloway is a recluse. No one's seen him for 15 years.
I'll give you 3 weeks to get this show up and running.
I won't let you down, sir.
Better not, or I'll throw you off the roof.
Okay.
It's a nice, fun movie. It's one of the ones, you know, of course, it's made for kids. But it's one that, you know, adults will also like as well. You know, if you've got to sit there and watch it with your kids, or your grandkids, or something like that. It actually opened up in the theaters about 4 weeks ago. But now it is streaming, like you said, at home. So you can watch it in your own comfort. So
would you watch it, Dana?
Who doesn't love a musical? Hello.
Okay.
All right. I'm there.
Make a joke.
Yes.
that was the movie that got me on The Tonight Show. So I think it's great. So good. Yes.
I don't blame you at all. That's fabulous. All right. Let's go to Cobra Kai Season 4.
Our enemies are working together. They are combining their styles to beat us. But there is only one way. And the only other person who knows how to teach Cobra Kai is you. Now we're talking.
Ooh. You know, a lesser man wouldn't admit this, but I'm going to admit it. I didn't know anything about Cobra Kai until I saw that guy doing commercials who had a tender side or right. saw the light and was more sensitive. And it was Cobra Kai. And I went, who is that guy? And what's this all about? Mm-hmm. I was
on Dancing with the Stars this season, too. He didn't last long. I know the guy you're talking about. I can't think of his name, but... I did see the entire season.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. I've watched all of Netflix. Anyway, it was good. It wasn't, I don't know, Greg, did you see it?
I did, and you're absolutely right. It definitely is a binge-worthy show.
It wasn't as good as the other seasons. Felt like it was, like, missing something,
tough.
But they keep... pulling people, it is tough to keep going and going, and they keep pulling people from the past to try to help, you know, Cobra Kai and Danielson, but it just seemed like it was missing the extra spice that the other seasons had.
It's a good point, Dana, and here's something that it may not be true in this case, but it's always amazing to me these series shows that have different directors for each series, for each show.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a whole different influence on each one. It's amazing to me they can keep it together anytime.
Right.
But they do. So are we going to sit and watch Cobra Kai?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Once again, like I said, binge-worthy all the way through. Because they've got it set up where the ending of each episode, you just kind of go, okay, I'll watch the next one tomorrow. But it's I got time.
You want to know.
It's only 3 a.m. I've got nothing else to do.
Right, I've got to finish this.
I don't have to be to work in an hour, so, you know.
Right.
So. Oh, boy. All right. Dana Clark, Greg Russell of Movie. It's a good weekend for watching television and the movies, and we wanted you to know about a couple of them.